Certainly want to thank God for another opportunity to be here. Thank you for another time that he's given us to praise him. If you would, just turn with me to the book of Psalms. The 119th chapter. And when you find it, if you would, stand for the reading and the reverence of God's Word. Psalms 119, we're going to start in the 17th verse. It says, "Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgment at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors." You can be seated, and we thank you for standing with us. If God will allow me to, I really would like to take this, the 18th verse there. That's kind of where we want to center our look and our view for this message, if God will allow us. And it says, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." And what I really understood from that, Brother Victor, where God kind of led me was, if we could just see through God's eyes, if we could just see what God sees, that's all. That's really the simplest thing that he kind of showed me. And that's usually what I go with, because I'm not the smartest person. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not nearly as delved into the Bible as Victor is, or some of you even are. So I try to keep it as simple as I possibly can, Sister Mary. And that's kind of where God showed me where to go, is if we could just see through God's eyes, or if we could see what God sees, how blessed we would be. And I began... God began to open my mind and to open my eyes and my spirit and all these things. But shortly after God kind of showed me this message, we went on vacation down to Cumberland, and we were on Cumberland Lake there. And I at one point in our vacation, we were out in there, and we were in this swimming hole, and there was a cliff on one side that you swam to, Brother Mike. There was a street that kind of, it was almost like a boat dock, so it ended into the water, and probably about 50, 75 yards out, there was a cliff you could climb, and you could jump into the water off of, and the water was so deep that you could literally jump, and you would never touch bottom. You'd have to swim back up before you lost air, because it was that deep. And I began to think as I was there and we were swimming there, and one of the times I just, Brother Victor, stood on the edge of the cliff and I just looked out and I saw the day. It was just a beautiful day, Brother. It was just a beautiful day, Brother Chester. There was not a cloud in the sky. There wasn't any breeze. There was nothing wrong. The air was nice. And I looked across the lake there and I saw the mountains, or I saw the hills that were across the lake. And I saw just the beauty of it all. And that's when God really kind of set this in my heart, Brother Victor, this message about seeing through God's eyes. Because what I saw was beautiful. And what I saw was just breathtaking. And I wish I could have took a picture and just kept it in my heart. We had to eventually leave, Brother James. And I know we're obviously here. But I began to think about if we could just see the world. If we could just see the lost people. If we could just see ourselves. If we could see the state that the world is in, if we could see all the problems in this world through God's eyes, we would understand it a whole lot more. And I began to think about how if we saw things through God's eyes, that we wouldn't worry as much as we do, Brother James. There was nothing that God sees that worries him. We all know the Bible says in one spot that Jesus was an exact copy. Basically what it was saying was that Jesus was an exact copy of God's likeness. Is God's spirit or God's demeanor and all these things. And I began to think about when he was on the water there with the disciples, and they were all freaking out because the water was boisterous and there was a storm and Jesus was asleep. And I began to think about how if we would just have that kind of, if we could just be like that, if we could just see things in our life, the storms in our life, if we could just view them that way, we wouldn't be scared of them. If we saw the things in our life that we take and we think, well, this is going to turn out bad. But if we could just look at it through God's eye, if we could look at it through the help of God, He'll be able to show us, and He'll be able to give us something, Brother Victor, to just calm us down and just to keep us in a right frame of mind that we can continue to work. Now, we all know that when Jesus was here, He said He didn't fear anything in this world. He said, I was there when the world was created. I was there when all this was made. I'm here just to let you know that I came from the Father so that you could go back to the Father, basically, is what He was telling Him in some other places. But I began to think, Brother Victor, how Jesus walked through His life and there was nothing that He feared. But I began to think about when He was getting ready, and He knew that He was getting ready to be crucified. The Bible says that He prayed to God that if the cup would pass from Him, to let it pass. But it wasn't in God's will, or in God. God saw fit to see him. Well, He turned His back when He was crucified. He couldn't handle it, and I can imagine that. But I began to think about how Jesus, when He was walking through this life, how He feared nothing, how He knew that everything was going to be towards God's will, how everything was going to turn out. Everything was going to turn out fine because God had control of it all. And if we would just be able to see that way, if we would see our world that way, if we would see our people that way, if we could see the lost people that way, if we could see our church services in God's eyes, I believe we would be leaps and bounds far past what we are, Brother Victor, because God's ways are higher than our ways. And I know that. But I believe in my heart that if we have a heart for Christ, or if we have a heart for God, our heart is always towards you and I. But I believe if we have a heart to be like them, they'll bless us, and they'll show us mercy and grace and love, and they'll give us some godly sight for us to be able to walk through this world today. I began, and I wish I could pull that out of my mind and put it somewhere for you guys to see what I saw, because it was beautiful. But I began to think about Brother Victor, when God began to form this, the things that we see began to form the world. I believe in His mind, and I believe in His heart. He knew that someday He was going to have to destroy it. But it didn't keep Him from creating it, Brother Victor. I can just imagine as He molded the mud to begin to create Adam. He knew that someday, however far away it was, that Adam was going to betray Him. But it didn't stop Him from loving Adam enough to create him. And then love him enough to give him somebody to help him. I thank God for my wife. There's times, Brother Victor, where she is my, aside from God, she's my voice of reason. And she's the one that God gave me, because we're almost polar opposite. But it works together so well, Brother Chester. I believe God is invested that much in our life that He'll do things for us that we don't even think about, that we don't even see. There's times in my life, Brother Chester, I'm sure something was pulled out of my way before I began to walk through it, because God knew that I couldn't handle it. And He told Him that He's put it in the Bible, and that He wouldn't give us nothing we couldn't handle. Aren't you glad today that we've got a God that loves us enough to do things like that for us today? But thanks be to God, I want some godly sight so that I won't have to worry about walking through this world. You know how many times I've walked in this life, in my Christian walk, and I've been walking on eggshells, afraid to step in a trap. But if we have some godly sight, and if we let God have control of our life, and He gives us that sight, we won't have to worry about walking through traps, because the devil won't be anywhere near us. Thanks be to God above that He gives us enough power, enough strength to walk in His ways today.
That's what he was telling there in Psalm 119. He was telling God, he was praying to God, "Oh God, just let me stay in your way. Let me stay in your statutes. Don't let outside things get in the way and pull me out of your will. I want to be that way. I want God to open up my eyes and give me some godly sight so that I can see the error of my ways every once in a while." I love God so much, Brother Victor, that I don't ever want to disappoint him. Oh, and yet I do every day. Oh, but thanks be to God above, if we pray for godly sight, if we see the world through God's eyes, there's nothing that we can get tangled up in today. Oh, hey, you want God to move in your family? Pray for godly sight. You want God to give you a spouse? Pray for godly sight. You want God to move in your town? Pray for godly sight. You want this church to build? You want this church to have to bust down the walls and build up? Pray for godly sight. Because the godly sight is going to be able to keep us just going forward and looking into his way and not looking to the right or to the left. What it's going to do is it's going to give us an end point, and it's going to allow us to walk straight through to the end point today. Hey, do you remember in the Bible where Peter, they were in the storm, and Peter said, "God, or Jesus, if it's you, bid me to walk out on the water." But don't you remember where Peter's eyes began to wander? Oh, and he began to sing. Oh, but that's not where the story ends. That's not a story. That's not where it ends. Because Jesus was right there, Mary. And right when he began to sing, God, Jesus was there to pick him up. Aren't you glad today that God will give us the opportunity to walk in his way? Oh, but even if we mess up, he's still there to rescue us. I don't know what you need tonight. I don't know what you need. Oh, but I need this message just as much as you do, I'm sure. Because I need to get my mind, Brother Victor, in a place. I need to get my mind in a spot where I can pray for my people and really pray for my people. I'm not just giving empty prayer. I'm not just giving God, please save them. I know you can. I really want to get in prayer for my people. I really want to get a burden for this world. I really want to get a burden for my children. I really want to get a burden for this church. I really want to get a burden for our surrounding town, so that they can see God through us. Because they're not, Sister Janice, they can't. Blind can't lead the blind. They're going nowhere. Oh, but if somebody with some sight walks on the scene, the blind can lead. The blind could be led to something that's meaningful today. Oh, and if there's anything that's meaningful, it's the blood of Christ. Oh, hey, I didn't know where to go. I was blind as blind could be. Oh, but I'm like that man. What the Bible said, that Jesus came to him and he healed him of his blindness. Oh, and they said, "Well, who was it? How do you know who it was?" He said, "I don't know. Oh, but I know I'm not blind anymore." Aren't you glad today? Oh, that when God touched your heart when you were lost, he gave you some godly sight enough to know where to go to get saved. Oh, and that's all you needed. You didn't need to know anything more other than God had salvation and you had to get there. Oh, and that's all the world needs. They just need to know that God saves and that he'll save them today. Oh, hey, that's some godly sight. I can remember, Brother Chester, I was 10 years old when God opened my eyes. Oh, but I chose not to walk in his way. I chose not to get saved. Oh, and for 3 years, I wandered around like a prodigal son. Oh, and Brother Victor, I had no direction. I had nothing to do with God. I didn't want anything to do with him. intended to be something I wasn't. Oh, but when I remembered that there's a man named God that loved me, oh, and he loved me enough to save me, I began to look and to try to find him, but I still couldn't find him, Brother Victor, because I was still blind. Oh, but when he touched my heart and he gave me sight, he made me whole today. Oh, that man, Brother Victor, up to the point that God touched him, or up to the point that Jesus touched him and took it from him, he was blind as blind could be. Oh, but when Jesus does something, he does it completely. Aren't you glad today that when he saved you, he saved you forever? Oh, Brother Mike, that was the beginning of godly sight for you and I. Aren't you glad of that today? Oh, but even still then, Brother Victor, my eyesight gets blurry sometimes. Oh, but I begin just to pray. Oh, God, please help, please help. And he clears out my vision. Oh, thanks be to God above. Oh, when I get a clear vision of what I need to do, that's where nothing can stop you. Oh, when you know what needs to be done, and you know how to get it done, Chester, that's when nothing can stand in your way. Oh, and thanks be to God above. He lets us have godly vision to get something done today. Man. When you go to work, no doubt, if you don't work anymore and you got the privilege of being retired, that's awesome. Oh, but me, myself, I still got to go to work every day. I'm Brother Victor and somebody's there to give me instruction on what to do. Oh, and if their instructions aren't clear and it's kind of foggy, I might mess it up. Oh, but when their instructions are clear and crisp and to the point, there's no messing it up, Brother Victor. Aren't you glad today? Oh, that God's instructions aren't foggy, Sarah. God's instructions aren't skewed or made for you to fail. God's instructions are pure, and they're perfect, and they're loving. Oh, and they're made to make sure that you can get your job done and get it done right the first time. Oh, thanks be to God for some godly sight and some godly instructions to help us through life today. Hey, I'm Brother Victor. I can just imagine when he was creating this world, just how beautiful it looked to him. Oh, when he began to mold Adam, just how beautiful Adam was. Oh, but he still even, Brother Victor loved Adam enough to come to him and give him an opportunity to repent for what he'd done. Oh, and he went as far to clothe him and to give him something, to cover his nakedness and his bad. Aren't you glad today that God loves us enough to come to us and let us know when we've done wrong? Oh, but he doesn't just chastise. He loves today. When my kids, when they're doing something that they're not supposed to be doing and you got to get on them a little bit, I don't ever do it in hate, Sister Mary. I don't ever do it because I don't like them. I do it because I love them and I want them to be a better person. That's just like God today. Oh, when our vision is blurry, and you remember when the man's vision was blurry and God touched him a second time. Oh, but thanks be to God above. Oh, that wasn't because God didn't do it right. It was because the man wasn't where he needed to be, Brother Victor. Oh, and thanks be to God. When God touched him again, when Jesus touched him again and he got a clear picture, aren't you glad today that he could go for the rest of his life knowing what was going on today? Hey, you know how many times, Brother Victor, God has touched me and I ain't been in the right place of mind? Brother Mike, and I'm walking around with a foggy vision wondering what's going on. I've seen things, but not really seeing things. Didn't he say he saw men walking like trees? Oh, but have you ever been there? Have you ever been where God has showed you stuff, but you're not quite where you should be? So it's blurry and it's foggy. foggy, and you don't quite understand. Oh, but God doesn't leave you in that state. He comes back by with more love and more mercy, and He gives you more vision. Thanks be to God that He loves us enough not to leave us out to dry today. Man, I don't know if you're getting anything from this, but I sure am. I just need, Brother Victor, God needed to show me that I had a blurry vision, that I didn't have the right picture, that I wasn't trying hard enough. And I need to get some godly vision in my life if I'm ever going to see my people get saved. Hey, but not just my people, your people, the neighbors around this church, the people that surround us in Goshen, Ohio, or Blanchester, or Milford, or wherever it might be, wherever you live. We have a job to do, and it's to spread the gospel. Oh, but who's going to trust a blind person to lead them to somewhere that's promising they can't see? Oh, so we got to stop walking around with blurry vision and let God touch us and give us good, godly vision so that we can lead people out to the... Hey, we're not going to get them saved, Victor. We don't have that kind of power. Oh, but we can sure be like that woman at the well who told everybody when she got back to town, "You got to come see this guy. He told me everything I ever did. Oh, but he didn't just do that. He made me whole." We could be like her and tell the world that they need God. Hey, when I got saved... Josh, when I got saved, I didn't fully understand what happened. I had no idea. I just knew that I was saved. I didn't know anything more than that. Oh, but that's all God needed me to know. Oh, and He built, and He built, and He built. That's why it says that the faith is like a grain of mustard seed. Because a mustard seed starts out small. Oh, but it grows like 100 or 1,000 times its size, I think. 1,000 times its original size. And so in other words, it starts out small and it gets huge. Aren't you glad today that when God gives you a little bit of... Oh, when God opens your eyes with a little bit of His vision, it starts off small. Oh, but He turns it into so much more because He loves you and I enough to give us a purpose today. Hey, do you remember when Jesus was sitting there in Pilate's hall and He told Pilate, this is after He told him He didn't have no power to take his life. He told him there, "To this purpose was I born." In other words, this is why I'm here. This is what I'm doing. This is about to happen. And Pilate had no idea. Oh, but thanks be to God, we can be the same. When the world tries to ridicule, and when the world tries to hate us, we can say, "This is my purpose. You need to know about my Savior. I just want you to know about God." Aren't you glad today that somebody... Hey, do you remember the jailer there? And when Paul and Silas were in prison, Brother Chester, the Bible said he was going to kill himself because there was a great earthquake. Oh, and the people there, he thought they had escaped. Oh, but they said, "Do yourself no harm." And he said, "What can I do to be saved?" Aren't you glad today when God shakes your foundation and He gives you some good godly sight, the world can't help but notice today. They can't help it, Brother Mike. They can lie and say there ain't no God all they want. They can deny His power all they want. Oh, but I don't see them talking treason to existence. I don't see some other God jumping out of a grave and saying that He's alive forevermore. They're just bones. I don't see Oh, no. I don't see anybody else with enough power, Brother Victor, to hear every individual prayer by itself, yet hear all prayers together. There is nobody that's got that kind of power but God. And they are so blind, Brother Victor. Oh, and they just need godly sight. Oh, but they need somebody who can see to lead them today. And that's why we're here, Brother Mike. That's the only reason we're here. Oh, we're not, Brother Josh, we're not here to be, popular. Some people may make it that far, I don't know. We're not here to make billions in this world because I've got untapped treasure in heaven. I don't need this world's money. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. This world only understands the temporal things. So we, as God's children, have to let them know that God can save. Oh, and they need to get some godly sight. Oh, but they need to be led to him today. Hey, you remember the man, Sister Maggie, that wasn't able to walk, so his buddies carried him on a cot and lowered him down into the ground, or lowered him down where Jesus was. That's who, hey, we're the friends. We're the ones that gotta, if they can't find God themselves, which they never will, we've gotta pick them up, and we gotta carry them to God, so that God can do what he needs to. Aren't you glad today that somebody was willing to carry you to Christ, and we've got to return the favor today? Man, I just want you to, I want everybody to be on the same page this evening and realize that without God, we would be just as blind as them. Oh, and without God, some of us would be probably, hey, Brother Victor, I'm going to be honest with you. I was kind of a dumb kid. I'd probably be dead right now if it wasn't for God. I did some really stupid stuff. Oh, but thanks be to God that he saw fit to keep me and to make me who I am today. Even though I've got flaws, even though I've got faults, even though I've failed him time and time again, he loves me enough to continue to give me some godly vision today. Hey, for without him, Brother Chester, I would be nothing. I wouldn't be a thing, Brother Victor. Dylan Perry probably is not going to go any farther than my family's lips. And that's fine. Some of my family members may even see me in a picture somewhere down the line, Brother Victor, and ask, who is that? I don't know that person. Who's that person in that picture? And hopefully somebody's around that cares enough to tell my story. Oh, but you know, the only thing I want them to know about me, maybe they can remember my name. That's fine. Oh, but I want them to know that I love God. And I want them to know that I'm in it. If I'm dead and gone when they see that picture, Brother James, I want them to know that I'm in heaven. And if they're ever going to see me, they've got to find God. They've got to get saved. That's all I ever want anybody to know, is that God is a saving God, and that he loves them, and that he cares about them, and that if they're ever going to see him, they're going to have to get some godly vision down here. You remember when Moses was hidden in the cleft of the rock, Brother Victor? How Jesus, or God told him, well, you can't see me in my full, you can't fully see me, you won't be able to handle it, you'll die. Oh, but I'll put you over here, and I'll let you see my hinder parts. Oh, Brother Victor, and it still affected him so much that when he walked down off the mountain, the people were afraid. Oh, but I don't believe they were afraid of Moses. I believe they were afraid of what God did to them. Aren't you glad today? Oh, that when we get a touch of God, the world doesn't understand it. Oh, and I hope it gives them a godly fear so that they try to find God so that God can save them today. That's all I care about. we're probably not even going to get any farther than this. I had a couple more things to touch on. Oh, but I don't feel like we need to go to those things. I just want everybody here to know that if you've been saved by God's grace, He's got a vision for your life, and He's put it up in your heart, and you should, if you don't know what your vision is, or if you're not quite sure, and you got blurry vision, come get some 20/20 vision. God will give you 20/20. God will give you a perfect vision, and He'll let you know what you need to do. Oh, but you can only get that kind of vision by asking God. Hey, you, brother, you wouldn't trust a mechanic to give you some good eyesight, would you, Brother Chester? You'd go to somebody who knew eyes. You'd go to somebody who understood how to see. You'd go to somebody who understood how the eye works. So don't go to the world trying to find your sight. Don't try to find it out there. Find it here. Find it here. Find it in your seat. Find it in your car. Find it in your yard. It don't matter where you find it. You just gotta get some godly vision today. God's children as a whole need to get some godly vision. Not that we don't have it, Sister Maggie. We're saved. We're sealed. But we contend with the flesh every day. Isn't that what Paul said? That we need to die daily. In other words, we're fighting with ourselves every day. The inner man wants to be with God. And the outer man wants to do whatever he wants to do around here, because this is all he's going to get. So this is all he understands. But the Bible also says, it doesn't just leave it there. It says that he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Did you know that that's talking about us? I misunderstood that scripture for a long time. That's talking about you and I. Oh, the man that's inside of Dylan, this bucket of mud that I call Dylan, I don't know what his name is, but he does. Whatever's inside of me, whatever it looks like, I don't know. Oh, but when God touches him, he understands. When God touches him, he gets a clear vision with God. When God understands, or when God touches him, he knows that if he's ever going to go anywhere, it's going to be with God's help. Also, I want to get Dylan out of the way so that the inner man can be in tune with God every single day of its life. Oh, because as far as I know, Brother Victor, I've only got this day. God could call my life to an end tonight. Oh, but if I leave this world, I'll finally get the vision that I've longed for. That's the vision of heaven. And I long for it. Oh, and someday I'll see it for myself. The Bible says, I'm Brother Chester, that I'll see him for myself and not another. In other words, Chris, your vision is your vision. My vision is my vision. You know, and we're getting, Brother James, come get a song. I don't know if you've ever been like this, maybe it's just me. But sometimes I'll look at somebody, Brother Victor, and wonder how they see. Have you ever done that? Look at some, maybe it's just me, I don't know. Oh, but I've looked at people and I'm like, I wonder what they can see. I wonder how they see. I wonder if they have good vision or bad vision, or if they're colorblind or this or that or the other. But I'll look at somebody and I'll think that, Brother Victor. But their vision is their vision. Their eyes see what their eyes can see. My eyes can see what my eyes see. And that's it. I can't see for anybody else but myself. It's that way spiritually, Sister Mary. It's that way naturally. And that's why that scripture says that. And I'll see him for myself and not another. Why? Because he set something up in my heart, Brother Chris, that's mine. And you got your own, and Maggie's got her own, Mike's got his own, Stella's got her own, Mary's got her own, Chester, you've got your own. We all have our own piece of the whole. Someday my piece will get to see where it came from. And I can't wait for that. But while I'm here, while we're all here, our job is to share love. Brother Victor, not hate. You know how many people use that the word Christian and spew hatred? That's not what God's about. They shame Brother Chester. Now, we should never condone sin, but we shouldn't hate the person that's doing it. I'll tell you what, because I was a sinner. My brother Victor says it often too. I'm not a sinner anymore. There's a lot of people that say I'm a sinner saved by grace. Well, we should do everything in our power not to sin anymore, Brother Victor. So we shouldn't be sinners. That's a present thing. That's a present term. We're saved from our sin. But Brother Victor, I've preached it other times. Scars don't leave your body. If you get in an accident or something, like you catch something out weird and it puts a cut on your arm, or something happens, or maybe in some way, shape, or form, that there's some sort of scar that ends up on your body. That scar never leaves. It's always a reminder of what happened. I've looked down at scars. I have a real big scar on my leg that I can remember exactly what happened, Brother Victor. Exactly. That's how our world is. Or that's how our Christian life is. Our scars don't have to define us, Brother Willie. They don't have to. We may have been sinners, but we're saved now. So what should we try to do? Inform other people who are sinners that they don't have to be that way anymore. How do we do that? Our godly vision. If we can get a, if we can talk, they talked about tunnel vision today, that we should have tunnel vision on. I believe that we need to have tunnel vision towards God. Why don't we stand? I believe that we need to have tunnel vision towards God, Brother Victor. I really do. We need to have our blinders on towards the goal. But while we're pushing towards the goal, or as Paul said that I believe, as we press toward the mark, if there's somebody that needs help, Brother Victor, we ought to tell them about God. If there's a blind person wandering around, trying to feel around in the dark, what would you do? You don't ever go into a dark room and feel around and just do that. What do you do? You try to find a light switch. You turn the light on. They'll never find a light switch. But somebody with some vision can find a light switch. We can turn God on for them. We can let them know who God is. We can shine God's light. But what do you got to do? We got to be willing to help them. We got to be willing to love them. I used to think, before I got saved, that I was unlovable. That I was just the vilest, the scum of the earth, that God was never going to love me ever. And then I felt His love. And there's nothing like it. Nothing like it. I want other people to feel that. I want other people to see what I see. I'll say it like this. There's never been a more beautiful picture, Brother Victor, as when I got up off the altar and I saw everybody. It was like they were brand new people. I almost didn't even recognize them, Sister Sue. The only reason I even recognized my dad or knew my dad was there is because I yanked him by his arm up there with me. That's all. That's the last thing I remember, was grabbing my dad's arm. And then I got up and everything was different. Something in my heart to try to help other people find that. And I'm not saying that we're not doing that. I feel that we're doing that. But maybe we should just bear down a little bit more. Because none of us are close enough to God to say that we're too close. God's never like, hey, whoa, back up a little bit. Personal space. Nope, He ain't like that. God wants to be so close to you that you're just part of it. That He could just take you in His arms. If you ever hug somebody that you just felt the love and the hug. And it's just almost like you just came together and you just melted together like that. I've felt hugs like that before. When I hug my dad, that's how I feel. But when I hug God, that's how I feel too. I can feel my dad's love when he hugs me. But I feel God's love a whole lot more. Why? He loved me so much, Sister Mary, that he chose February 26th to be the last day that I would have to sin. February 26th in 2006 is when he took me out of that life. He pulled me up out of the muck and the mire, cleaned me off, gave me a new hope and a new purpose, put me on a new path. Gave me a new heart. The Bible says that he takes out that stony heart and puts in a heart of flesh. He gave me all things new. That's enough. He gave me a newness of life, a new hope, and a new feeling in my heart that I'd never felt before, Brother Victor. I wasn't a very nice person. I wasn't a good kid. I was kind of bad. But when I got up off that altar, the love that I felt for everybody, it was new. And it felt so good. I want other people to feel that. I want other people to understand. I didn't even understand God fully, but I knew that he loved me. I want other people to understand that much. And he didn't just stop it there. He grows it and grows it and grows it and grows it and grows it. But it started with the prayer. And I think that may have been mentioned this morning. Maybe not. Maybe it was another message that just is kind of rattling around in my mind. But I will say this. The only way that the world is going to know about God is if his children tell him. That's why we're here, church. That's what we're doing. And I think it was Victor that mentioned it this morning. The only reason we're here is because God hasn't called quits yet. That's the only reason we're here, because there's still people that can be saved. But someday, that won't be the case. And God's love will turn to wrath. I don't want anybody to go to that place. So let's... Thank you. I love you so much. Let's do what we can to help some other people find some sight. I hope you got something from that message. I don't know. It kind of felt like I was all over the place. It was kind of like... It was coming in. It was going out as quick as it was coming in, Brother Victor. I couldn't help it. I just love God. And I want other people to understand his love too. I'm going to turn it over to you, Brother Victor. I love you. Appreciate you.
He's my mentor. The Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. Right. Yeah, we need to be praying and help and asking the Lord for help. Someone have a testimony, anything on your heart? We do have business meeting tonight. We're going to break for a few minutes, and we'll gather back in. Not a whole lot to go over, but we will read some reports and give some financial statements and let the church know where we stand. So let's bow our heads and be dismissed. Brother Chester, you dismiss us in prayer.
Time to go eat.